Grant and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend.
America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
I had me a gal in Tulsa, and I thought she was my own. But she up and left me for a waddy from San Antonio. She didn't even tell me that she was leaving me. Now I'm the lonesomest cowboy down the cow country. Got the cowboy blues, I'm blue as I can be. That old bull howling at the moon ain't got a thing on me. Got a long gone lonesome feeling that I just can't seem to lose. I'm just a lonesome cowboy singing the cowboy blues. I'll sell my horse and saddle and catch me a paddle train. Leave my troubles behind me and I'll never come back again. And if you ever see her, just tell her this for me. She made me the lonesomest cowboy down in the cow country. Got the cowboy blues, I'm blue as I can be. That old lobo howling at the moon ain't got a thing on me. Got a long gone lonesome feeling that I just can't seem to lose. I'm just a lonesome cowboy singing the cowboy blues. Well, howdy there, friends and neighbors, and as usual, it's always a pleasure to welcome you to Melody Ranch. It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet sweetheart longed for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey.
Practicing with my six-shooter, and I want to show you how good I am here.
Oh, brother. But from this, I got to see. You know, you couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Is that so, Johnny Bond? Well, I'll have you know I'm an expert. In fact, you know how some fellas shoot from the hip?
Yeah, what about it?
I shoot from my stomach.
Oh, a pot shot, eh?
Pot shot you mean.
Now, wait a minute. You see that bottle on that chair over there?
Yeah? What about it?
I'm going to knock it off with one shot. Watch.
Well?
If I don't get them going, I get them coming back.
Now I've seen everything, brother. Say, by the way, Buttram.
Yeah.
How come you're so interested in becoming a crack shot all of a sudden, anyway?
Are you kidding? Why, it runs in my family. Why, for 25 years, my grandpappy spent every day out in the backyard shooting at empty bottles.
Did he ever get to be a good shot?
No, but he sure had a lot of fun emptying the bottles.
He must have been from County Cork.
good on James.
Very funny. Yeah, well, you won't be laughing for long. Here, Johnny, here, take this quarter.
What for?
When I count three, I want you to throw it up in the air. Really.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Buttram. You don't think you can actually hit this quarter, do you?
Look, bud, you just throw it up. I'll take care of the rest. Now, you ready?
Ready.
Okay. One, two, three.
There it goes.
And here I go. Well, what do you know? Two dimes and a nickel.
What is it this time?
Where did you get that ring you're wearing?
This ring?
Yeah.
From an Indian. Why?
What kind of an Indian?
A Sioux Indian.
Bless you.
That's all, brother.
I thought it pretty good myself.
Yeah, you would.
Okay, if you don't like it, why don't you tell a story?
All right, bub, I will. If you just shut up that trap of yours for a minute.
Well, I must say you put me in my place.
I certainly hope I did, anyway. Nevertheless, Pat, you know, you asking me about that ring did remind me of a story. And for that, I thank you very much.
Don't mention it. Now, what happened?
Well, as I remember it now, it all began early one morning in Sheriff Dillon's office. Anyway, as you know, the sheriff isn't one to mince words. So I wasn't a bit surprised when all of a sudden he said,
Gene, some friends of yours got a little ambitious last night and robbed old man Perkins' loan office.
What do you mean, friends of mine?
Just what I said. There were two witnesses, and both of them claimed the job was pulled by a couple of Indians.
Now, wait a minute, Jim. In the first place, that's hard for me to believe. And in the second place, what's this friends of mine business, anyway?
I'm sorry, Gene. I didn't mean it quite the way it sounded. It's just that, well, you're on pretty good terms with Chief Whitebird.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
I'll tell you what it's got to do with it. A lot of bad talk is starting to float around town. Talk about going up to the reservation and maybe starting a little trouble.
Oh? So that's it.
Yeah. That's why I thought it might be a good idea if you went on out there and had a little talk with Chief Whitebird. You know, sort of feel him out.
Okay, Jim. But I'll make you a little bet.
Oh, what kind of a bet?
A new hat for you against a new pair of boots for me. That no Indian was anywhere near Perkins' land office last night.
I'll take it.
To what does Chief Whitebird owe the pleasure of this visit?
I only wish it was a pleasure visit, Chief. A store in town was robbed last night.
Huh?
That's not all. Two witnesses claim it was done by a couple of men from your tribe.
Oh, but this cannot be true.
I know it can't be, Chief. But unfortunately, that's not the point. The point is the sheriff and a lot of townspeople are going to be mighty hard to convince.
But, friend Daughtry, if any member of my tribe is guilty, I shall be first one to demand he be punished. But in meantime, I hope your people not choose to hold us all responsible as a tribe rather than seek out individuals.
That's just exactly what I wanted to avoid, Chief. Now then, I know it sounds like a pretty stupid question, but are there any members of your tribe that, well, that...
That I would suspect?
Yeah.
My good friends, although my people are small in number, they are peace-loving and reverent. There is none among them toward whom I could point an accusing finger.
I was pretty sure you'd say that, Chief. Well, look, will you do me a favor?
You know that without asking.
Let me know if you see or hear anything that might help us.
Of course.
Thanks, Chief. In the meantime, I'll do a little checking on my own. Maybe between us, we can get to the bottom of this thing.
You know, Vic, I sure got to hand it to you. Dressing up in those Indian outfits was plenty smart.
It's smarter than you think, Al. In fact, I hear tell the sheriff's already planning a little posse to nab a redskin or two.
No kidding.
No kidding. In the meantime, while he and his boys are busy out chasing Indians, we pull another little job.
Good. What you got in mind?
The telegraph office. Here, let me take a look at this.
What is it?
A noose to fit around some redskin's neck.
What are you talking about? Looks like just a plain bracelet of some kind to me.
It's a bracelet, all right, Al. An Indian bracelet.
Well, I'll be. How'd you get it?
Simple. I just happened to see one of them braves, or whatever they call themselves, with a little too much fire water in it. The rest was easy. He won't miss it until the sheriff shows up with that bracelet in one hand and a warrant for some hungover redskin's arrest in the other.
Of course, Pat, at the time, I didn't know anything about the little frame-up that was taking place in town. In fact, some hours later, I was still trying to come up with a couple of right answers when all of a sudden the phone rang. I'll get it, Johnny. Probably for me anyway.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Gene. Sheriff Dillon.
Oh, hi, Jim. What's up?
Plenty. The telegraph office was just held up a few minutes ago. And this time, don't waste any words defending those Indian friends of yours.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. This time, we found a bracelet one of them lost in their getaway. But that's not all. Tonight, a clerk was killed.
Chief, this is Sheriff Dillon.
Glad to know you.
Thank you. Chief Whitebird is honored.
Yeah? Well, maybe you won't be when you find out why we're out here. Tell him, Gene.
Look, Chief. I'm afraid I've got some more bad news for you.
I see. What is it this time?
There was another robbery in town again tonight. A man was killed. And this bracelet was found near the body.
Yeah, may I see it?
Why, sure. Take a good look. You recognize it?
Yeah. This bracelet belongs to one of my people.
Who? Do you know?
Whitebird can tell by special symbols on band. It belonged to brave named Running Deer.
Good. In that case, you better bring Running Deer, or whatever his name is, out here. He's under arrest for murder.
And so, Pat, the sheriff locked Running Deer up in a jail. And I came on back to the ranch. There was nothing more I could do. At any rate, I didn't sleep well. That night, kept tossing, turning. And then all of a sudden, it hurt me. Something I'd completely overlooked before. It involved a plan, though, so the very next morning, I went down to talk it over with Sheriff Dillon.
Okay, Gene, what's on your mind?
Just this, Jim. I want permission to get a posse together tonight.
A posse? Well, what for?
Because I lay you odds there's going to be another robbery.
Now, look, Gene Autry, you've already lost one bet. Besides, how could there be another robbery? The redskin who's been committing them is locked up right back there in a nice barred cell.
I know that. But it just so happens that Running Deer is innocent.
What are you talking about?
Just what it sounds like, Jim. Somebody framed him.
Look, even though I think you're loco, suppose I did believe you. What proof have you got?
I'll show you. First, take a look at your calendar there on the wall.
Well, what do about it?
Well, below each date is a little drawing. It shows changes in the phases of the moon.
Oh, great. Now we're on the subject of astronomy.
Now, wait a minute and listen to me. White Bird's tribe worships the moon god. Now then, look and you'll notice that just 3 nights ago there was a full moon.
I still don't see what you're driving at.
I'm getting to that part right now, Jim. A long time ago, Chief White Bird explained to me that certain sacred ceremonies always take place whenever there's a full moon.
Well, go on, go on.
Well, at any rate, all the people of his tribe go through a ritual of prayer and fasting. But what's even more important to us right now is this. They're not allowed to leave the reservation during that period.
Oh, come now. You mean you think those Indians couldn't have committed those robberies just because they weren't supposed to leave the reservation?
I know the whole thing sounds a little weak, Jim. But if you'll just loan me a few of your men to stake out in different spots around town tonight, I think we may come up with a new tenant or two for your jail. Now, how about it?
All right. You win your point. But you better be right, Gene Autry. You just better be right.
And so, Pat, that night, I had 15 men hidden out in different parts of the town. All of them with orders to keep their eyes open for anything that looked in any way suspicious. In the meantime, I waited with the sheriff in his office. Finally, though, when 1 o'clock had rolled around and still nothing had happened, I began thinking that my hunch was all wet. But then, just as the clock in the city hall tower struck 1:15.
Hey, Gene! Sheriff! They just broke into the bank. Come on, hurry!
Huh?
There they go now, Gene.
Yeah, look. They're making a run for their horses. Open fire, man! Don't get killed! Look! There's no one up
there! But one of them made a good part. Get away!
I'll get him, Sheriff. You take care of this one.
Up, Cap. Let's go, boy. Stay with it, boy. Stay with it. We're gaining on it, Cap. Keep going, boy.
Oh, so he wants to stay rough, huh? Well, in that case, let's see how he likes the feel of this rope around his neck. Oh, oh, boy. Oh.
Broken.
Yeah, you can get that taken care of back in town, mister. By the way, you talk pretty good English for an Indian. Pull off that wig and see if you really are.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Well, what do you know? A blonde Indian. There's just one thing. Your TP for the next few years is going to have bars on it. Folks, here for all the moms the world over is a song we hope will just half say what's in our hearts. May tomorrow and every day bring you all the things you wish for. My mom, I love her. My mom, you'd love her. Who would? I do. She's my only inspiration. Anytime I'm blue, she's my only consolation. As years grow on her, I gaze upon her. She's my Madonna, my mom. Consolation. As years grow on her, I gaze upon her. She's my Madonna, my
good friends and neighbors. Looks like that just about closes up shop for this current business. But we'll all be right back here at this very same stand, same time, same radio station. And now, this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jensen weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the reins once more, holding my old 44, where you sleep out every night, and the only law is right, back in the saddle again.